Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, October 2nd, 2023. Stand up for your country. Now, you may have noticed that last week I didn't cover the government shutdown and all of that because I knew it was all bogus and the government was not going to shut down. It's exactly what happened Saturday night. They came to an extension and all of that. So why didn't I cover it? Because it's boring. Because there's nothing to it. And I don't want to waste your time. What I bring you here on the No Spin News is supposed to make your life better in the sense that you know more. I don't waste time on political machinations, propaganda. I'll point it out, but, you know, like every cable is, whoa, what is, they should have done a government and this person. Now, there was an interesting story there, and I'm going to do it tonight on Matt Gaetz, the far-right Republican, and his feuding and what he does, and we'll do that tonight. But first, a talking points memo, the Trump witch hunt. So I'm on a tour for Killing the Witches. By the way, it sold about 100,000 copies in the first 6 days, so thank you all. And I, in the body of the interviews I'm doing on radio and television, I tell people I wrote the book because there is a modern-day witch hunt, cancel culture. And that's what's involved with Trump and a lot of other people. So I wanted everybody to know the origins of the witch hunt in 1692 in Salem, Massachusetts, because it applies today. All right, so Trump today showed up in New York City to answer a civil lawsuit, no jury, all right, that the Trump Organization fraudulently escalated the value of their properties when they were going for loans. All right, so the banks were given paperwork by the Trump Organization that said, our properties are worth this much. Please loan us this much money. And the banks did. Not all of them, but many of them. Okay, so Letitia James is the Attorney General of New York, and she hates Trump. So Trump finds himself in a civil courtroom on charges brought by Ms. James. Here's what the former president said. Go.
No bank was affected. No bank was hurt. They don't even know why they have to be involved. And they've so testified. They can't believe that they're involved because they were paid back on time. There were no defaults. There were no problems.
And that's true. There's no victim. banks are fine. Trump Organization paid the interest. So what's this all about? So we looked and see if there were any other cases like this in New York State. We can't find any. I think there probably has been. Maybe Chester Arthur brought one. But this is obviously contrived to get Trump. Okay? So here's what the Attorney General of New York said. Go.
My message is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law. And it is my responsibility and my duty and my job to enforce it.
Yeah. You know, if you live in New York the way I do, 80% of the laws on the books here are not enforced. 80%. So give me a break, lady. Okay. You're trying to get Trump. Now, how do we know that? It's easy for me to say it. How do we know it? All right. Here's a soundbite from Letitia James about Trump and what she hopes to accomplish. This soundbite was given on September 6th, 2018, 5 years ago. Roll it.
We all know that 10 years ago, he was almost bankrupt. Most domestic banks were not lending him any money. Where did he get all of the money to purchase his real estate holdings and all of his golf courses? And all of those transactions have happened here in New York City, which is why the next attorney general is absolutely critical.
So she ran on getting him. I mean, all right. So now it goes to a judge. The judge decides. And the judge's name, Arthur Engoron, avowed liberal judge. There's Arthur. Okay. He was a hippie back in the 60s and 70s. And he has already decided in a summary judgment ruling that the Trump Organization defrauded the citizens of New York. Remember, this case is being brought to protect me, all right, a citizen of New York. I don't feel a threat from the Trump Organization, but what the law is, to protect the citizens of the state. So Judge Engoron said, Trump, yeah, he did it. But in the body of that, here's what the judge says. Quote, from 2011 to 21, the Palm Beach County assessor appraised the market value of Mar-a-Lago at between $18 million and $27.6 million. Okay. Well, that's on the Palm Beach County assessor, not Trump. Trump didn't do the assessment. Now, how much do you think Mar-a-Lago is worth? Have you been down here? Have you seen it? It's worth about between $100 and $150 million. That's what the property's worth. Call any real estate agent in South Florida. They'll tell you. Trump put the sale up tomorrow and get $100 to $150 million for it. So this judge thinks the property's worth between $18 and $27.6. So, of course, he's going to say that Trump is inflating the value of his property. But the judge lives in the ozone layer. Both the judge, the attorney general, the state of New York in general want to persecute Donald Trump. Not prosecute, persecute, witch hunt. Now, I'm not Trump's lawyer, okay? I'm not trying to do that here. That's not what I am in business to do. I'm in business to present the facts so you can decide. And even if you hate Donald Trump's guts, you got to know what this is. And that's why I wrote Killing the Witches. This is a witch hunt against this man. And that's a memo. All right, Joe Biden scheduled today, nothing. I wish one time I could put up on a screen and tell you guys on the radio that Biden had spent hours looking at the border or trying to deal with the fentanyl issue, anything like that. I can never do that because he never does it. He never, ever delves into that area. So he met with Americans with disabilities, and then he met later on artificial intelligence and blah, 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 blah. Okay, it's all BS. He sits there. Some people tell him stuff. He nods. He signs the paper for them, take a picture, and then he goes home. Back up to the resident, takes a nap. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
All right, RFK Jr., polling at about 15% now. So he's not going to run as a Democrat because he thinks the Democratic Party is bogus, and he's running as an independent. So he's going to make that announcement today, next Monday, October 9th. He'll make that announcement, but it's already leaked out. All right, so come back to me here. We've seen enough. So there's a key question. Robert Kennedy Jr. is not going to be president of the United States. You know, I told that to Ramaswamy. Some of you get mad at me when I confront the candidates with the truth, but that's neither here nor there. I have to do it. So RFK Jr. is not going to be president. But who will he hurt on his third-party run? Who's he going to hurt, Biden or Trump? I think it's 50-50 because the people who support RFK Jr. are in two categories. Anti-vaxxers, because he led the way that the vaccine is dangerous, and conspiracy people. RFK Jr., big, big conspiracy guy on every level. And I've known him 30 years. He loves the conspiracies. And there are a lot of conspiracy people in America, and there are a lot of anti-vaxxers, 15% of the voters, because that's his constituency. But they're not party people. So there are some Democrats who are anti-vaxxers. There are some Republicans who are anti-vaxxers. The Democrats who are anti-vaxxers can't say that, or they'll be ostracized from their party. So that's why you hear more about the Republican anti-vaxxers. But I think the conspiracy stuff is kind of equally divided right now. Will he be a factor? Will RFK be a factor? He could. Depends how much money he raises. He's got to get on the ballot in all the states. And that's not going to be easy. It could. All right, the next impeachment hearing is not assigned right now. So there's not going to be one this week. Their oversight committee wants to get Tony Bobulinski. I love that last name. Bobulinski. Back in to say that Joe Biden was corrupt, which Tony Bobulinski will say. So that'll probably be next week, I think. Bobulinski will be in there. And we all know that for this impeachment thing to get to a vote, there's got to be new evidence come forth. Bobulinski is old evidence. But I'll keep you posted on it. Matt Gaetz. So I got some mail on him. He's a congressman from Northern Florida. I know him a little bit. Not a lot, but chatted with him. He doesn't want the government to spend any money, and I'm sympathetic to that because the government is abusing all the taxpayers by this wild spending. Gaetz, no more. But he's not a compromising kind of guy. So it's his way or the highway, and there is no highway because the Senate is Democrat and the moderate Republicans don't like Gaetz. So Gaetz wants to boot out Speaker McCarthy. That's not going to happen. All right, it's not. Now he can say it's going to happen. And then the McCarthy people are going, well, we're going to boot out Matt Gaetz. That's not going to happen either. So Gaetz will be there. McCarthy will be there. Now, if you remember, the Democrats have the corresponding situation with AOC and the squad. Nancy Pelosi hated them. Remember that? She despised them. because they're the same as Matt Gaetz, however, different ideology, but bomb throwers, not going to compromise, going to wreck it to bring it down. Same thing. So both parties have that wing in the House. Border. So I'll remind you again, tomorrow, President Biden could close the border down by signing an executive order that says, we are not going to take any more asylum requests for a year until we get this thing under control. Any responsible president would do that. Anyone. Biden would do it. Okay. So the states that are getting pounded the most are the border states, California and New York. New York's governor is a far left person, because this is a far left state now, named Kathy Hochul. She's on CBS on Sunday. Go.
Well, we want them to have a limit on who can come across the border. It is too open right now. People coming from all over the world are finding their way through, simply saying they need asylum. And the majority of them seem to be ending up in the streets of New York. And that is a real problem for New York City.
Well, who's the source of the problem, Governor? Never say it. Mm-mm. They stick together. All right, just remember that executive order I just told you about. If every governor, all 50 in the states, went to Washington tomorrow, stood outside the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue and said, you got to sign that executive order, Mr. President, he'd have to sign it. Right? Okay, so don't be whining about coming to New York. You haven't done a thing. Upstate New York, Oneida County. Beautiful place in the fall, by the way. If you're looking for somebody to cruise around, Oneida County, 255 miles northwest of New York City. So their county executive, Anthony Picente, says, if Mayor Adams of New York City sends migrants to Oneida County and they are put anywhere with vouchers, because Adams is giving the migrants vouchers so they get free hotel stays and stuff like that, that Picente will fine the migrants, not the migrants, fine the hotels that allow the migrants to stay. All right? So now the county executive is saying, we're not going to play this game in New York. This is how chaotic and out of control things are. They really are. And again, it all goes back to Joe Biden. Nobody else involved here. It's just him. He's the guy that wrote the executive order stopping Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. Just him. Now, his party wants this. Progressives want open borders. George Soros, he can't get enough of that. But it's Biden. All right, let's go to L.A. All right, so we got New York. Chaotic, more than 100,000 migrants here. L.A. today dropped the bail. Okay, all nonviolent crimes, and that includes selling heroin, fentanyl. That includes looting. That includes stealing a car, breaking into your home. All of that, no bail. So 12 cities in Los Angeles County, the largest county in the United States, have sued the county for this insane, and it is, no bail law. But you guys in Southern California, how much more will it take you to throw these progressives out at the ballot box? I mean, how much more? Crazy. But at least these cities are stepping up. Newsom. So Dianne Feinstein passed away, 90 years old. She's a patriot. I had her on a factor a couple of times. Got along with her okay. She's a San Francisco person, former mayor there, and all that. So got to replace her, right? So Newsom chooses LaFonza Butler. LaFonza Butler, who's the head of an abortion group. LaFonza's a big abortion person, loves abortion, can't get enough abortion. But a problem is she doesn't live in California. She lives in Maryland, where she runs Emily's List, the abortion place. But she has to be appointed because she's a woman of color and a lesbian. Okay? So she's got the both boxes there. She's got to be appointed. So this is unbelievable. Instead of finding an African-American woman who lives in California who would be qualified to be in the Senate, no. Newsom has to go to Maryland, pull her out of there. She got to come back and get a house or a residence in California, and then she's going to be in the Senate because she's African-American lesbian. I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, if you would have told me I'd be telling you this stuff, I would have said no. I'm every day I go, what is going on in this country? It could snap back. Don't despair. Marijuana. Now, I told you and told you and told you, this is not good. This marijuana stuff. If you have a condition, glaucoma, other conditions, marijuana helps, I got no problem. None. But to make it legal is insane because of the children and all that. We've been over. So new study out by the University of Calgary in Canada. All right. And it about 60,000 individuals were studied. It says that if you use marijuana on a regular basis, your risk for heart attack and stroke goes up by 60%, zick zero. Okay? Just so you know, your token 3-4 times a week, heart attack, stroke. Right? Another study, this one out of Denmark, says that if you're doing regular marijuana use, that you have 30% more chance to develop schizophrenia in your personality. See, what the potheads don't get, and they don't care, believe me, they couldn't care less, is that when you put stuff into your brain, that affects your brain. Smoking tobacco affects your lungs, all right? Smoking marijuana affects your heart. So you're imbibing stuff that isn't natural, okay? Food is natural. You got to have food. If you eat terrible food, you're going to suffer for that. But if you drink all day, your liver is going to go, okay? And if you toke all day, your mind and your heart are going to go. So why did the government destroy the tobacco industry, which is horrible? Tobacco is horrible for you, but allows this intoxicant, marijuana, and they push it. They encourage it. Did you ever think about that? Now, the only reason is because baby boomer hippies like marijuana. And they get money. They tax the marijuana. But they tax the alcohol, too. Okay? But you don't hear public service announcers saying, hey, stay away from the marijuana and stay away from the booze. You got George Clooney out there with the tequila and say, hey, yeah. And Clooney's a multimillionaire because he sells booze. And I'm picking on him. There's tons of others who do the same thing. But this is a health emergency in America. But there's no publicity about it. It's cool. Yeah, let's go smoke some pot. And the vaping thing, right? Don't they vape THC now or something? I don't even know. I'm not in that world. I just know it's a crazy world. JetBlue. So y'all know about my history with JetBlue. If you don't, just Google JetBlue O'Reilly and you'll see me yelling at them at JFK Airport. The worst I have ever seen. And I have been, God, I must have flown 10,000, 20,000 times in my life. I have never seen anything as bad as JetBlue. Ever, anywhere. I've flown Air Vietnam. I've flown every puddle jumper you can imagine. Never anything come close to that. And I let them have it because they lied to all of their passengers. outright lie. And they were rude in doing it. Okay. So now, according to the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is involved because all the airlines have to file regulatory stuff with it, JetBlue is seeing a significant decline in passengers and revenue. And it started right when I had my beef with them. Now, am I happy this is happening? No. There's some good people who work for JetBlue, and I don't want them furloughed. I don't want them hurt. I don't want their salaries cut. I don't want any of that. Their management is so bad. And if the board of directors of JetBlue don't fire these people, then come on. Everybody knows. And every time I pick up the paper, JetBlue's expanding or buying or this or that, I'm going, they can't get the planes off the ground. Look, so far this year, 33% of every JetBlue flight has been delayed. And the average delay is 68 minutes. Come on. 33% of every, of all their flights are delayed. Okay. Free marketplace. Ibram Kendi. You know Ibram? So this guy wrote a couple of books and he thinks everybody's racist, and that's okay. I mean, Ibram's entitled to his opinion. And he made a lot of money, a lot of money. So my alma mater, Boston University, and I was there a week ago at BU, they hired him to run a center, an anti-racist research center at Boston University. And $55 million is donated to that center. Jack Dorsey of Twitter gave $10 million. George Soros, he's in for about $140,000, and on and on and on. So they got $55 million bucks up at BU. I kind of giggle when they send me a donation through the alumni thing. And what Ibram is supposed to do is he hires a staff, and they're supposed to investigate anti-racist stuff in everything, okay? Everything, every dentistry, taxidermy, everything's racist. Well, the problem is that now the people working for Ibram at BU say it's chaos. There's mismanagement. And the Boston Globe, one of the most liberal papers on the face of the earth, does a big thing that nobody's in charge. Seda Grundy, BU professor of African American studies, says that the working hours are exploitative, on and on and on and on and on. And nobody knows where the money is. So is this like Black Lives Matter, where they got $90 million and they bought up all this fancy real estate? I don't know. I'm not accusing Ibram of anything. I wouldn't do that. But now BU has launched an investigation. It's just, once you get into this racist pit, you can't get out of it. You can't. Don't play that game. This skin color game, don't do that. And I'm talking to whites, blacks, and everybody else. Smart life. All right. So I wrote a message of the day, BillO'Reilly.com. Don't have to be a premium member. Don't have to be anything to read it. It says we need a consumer revolt, but not against the federal or state governments, against the stores themselves, because it's rip-off city. So I'll give you two examples, my examples. I've been going to this deli 20 years, good deli, on Long Island. And I go in over the weekend, and I want some soup, chicken with rice soup, simple soup. How much do you think they're charging for it? How much? $14.25. Little pieces of chicken, broth, and some rice. Must have cost a buck to put that together. They want $14.25. No. I told the guy, I said, I'm not buying this. And I'm not coming here again. And I've been going there for 20 years. I must spend in there In 20 years, I must have spent $10,000 in that place because I got some catering. No more. Out. Then I get a letter from a car place where we lease a car, and I fulfilled every obligation. And I, my assistant, everybody walked through everything. Everything was fine. Great. Thanks, Bill. You're a good client. You paid on time. You did all the maintenance. Everything was great. Great. I get a letter. You owe me $500 from the car company. I'm not going to tell you which because I'm still trying to work this out. But it doesn't say why. It doesn't say why. So I say, get my assistant, get the car company on the line. Guy comes on the line. I go, to whom am I speaking? Polite. Monroe. I said, full name, please. Oh, I can't give you my full name. I said, okay, Monroe. Well, I can't give you my time on the telephone. I don't do business that way. We're talking $500 here. You sent me a bill. There's no itemization on the bill. You won't give me your last name. Have a nice day. You'll see how long they wait for that $500. So my point is, we're getting ripped off every time we turn around. Every time we turn around, somebody's trying to rip us off now. Started with COVID. Then it got into inflation. And now it's greed. You're being taken advantage of. Look at every bill. Now you pay with a credit card, they charge you 3%. They didn't used to that. Now they do. Look at everything. All right. If you feel you're being treated unfairly, tell the manager, whatever. Don't go back. That's the only way that's going to stop. Smart life. Stay in history. October 2nd, 1919. Woodrow Wilson had a stroke late last night. And he's down. 19 months. Took him to get back on his feet, but nobody knew it. Edith Wilson, the first lady, ran the government for 17 months, signed Woodrow's name. No one knew. The doctors in the White House would not say anything to the public. Everybody thought Woody was just going around his business. World War I had just concluded, okay, satisfactorily for the United States. Woodrow Wilson had a massive stroke. And Edith is running the government. Joe Biden? Edith Wilson? Okay. That happened 104 years ago today. And there was no intervention by the Senate, by the House, by anybody. Edith ran it. Amazing, huh? All right, good mail segment and a final thought. We'll be right back with those. Let's go to the mail. Donna Flynn Hedges, Binghamton, New York. What does the media ask Biden about the border? I never hear them ask, especially yesterday when he had a news conference about the budget. Look, Biden doesn't answer any questions. You know that, okay? But his spokesperson does. And you know what she says every day? Border secure. No problem with the border. No problem. We're just obeying the law, asylum. You're never going to get an honest discussion with the Biden administration on the border, ever. Charlie Remnant, Texas, can you report that both houses simply need to pass a bill that requires President Biden to close the border? No, they can't pass a bill that says that because the federal government is in charge of the border policies. It's not in the purview of Congress. Immigration is a part of the executive branch. Now, they could withhold money. That's what I would do if I were Mitch McConnell and McCarthy. Just don't fund any of the immigration stuff. That would be chaos for a little while. But boy, that would send a signal. William, concierge member. William has direct access to me. And we're going to deal with this in a minute, this concierge stuff. Personal gain by selling influence, a greater sin than a cover-up in public affairs. There will be justice for all the Biden family in the emerging crimes. Will that be with Mr. Biden still in office? Who knows? Nobody knows how this is going to come out. No, people believe what they want to believe, as you know. But I can't predict what's going to happen here. Donald, I don't hate Biden. I hate what he's doing and not doing to our country. I want him stopped. And that means by any legal means possible. Well, it's going to be the ballot box. I don't think he's going to run, but whoever runs is going to have to get the progressive stamp. So you just can't keep putting these people in office. I mean, it's out of control. Jill Russell, Knoxville, Tennessee. Bill, I watch the No Spin News every day. What is Dr. Jill's role in conjunction with the monies given to her husband and son? No idea. But she lives in two nice houses, but I have no idea. And it's not fair for me to speculate. Mark, cancel. I used to love CNN News. So I wrote a column about how dishonest CNN is. It's on BillO'Reilly.com. Again, you don't need to be a member of anything. You can read the column. Drops every Sunday. I used to love CNN News, but when they started supporting BLM on every program, I won't watch them anymore. I also tried Fox News for a while, but their ideas were too far out there. Okay. That's why people are coming to us. They're not getting what they want on cable news. Jeffrey, Bill, what CNN did was vile. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. I hope you get even with them. I don't want to get even with them. I want to expose them. Not an honest agency anymore. Simply not. And I provide all the backup for that in the column that's posted on BillO'Reilly.com. Sean Whalen, Pineville, North Carolina. I was hoping CNN would change for the better when Discovery took over the company. Well, it looks like CNN has not changed, the same old place it's been for several years, in business for the Democrats. I think that's accurate. They're in business to help the Democratic progressive movement, no doubt, in my mind. Brenda Clark, The Woodlands, Texas. Last night's interview with Tucker Carlson was informative. Thank you for doing it. That's why I became a member the very first week you were in business. Well, thank you, Brenda. That's so nice of you. You were open and personable. It was informable and fun to watch. That's what we try to do. We want you to have information, but we make it fun. That's like killing the witches. We're going to get an awful lot of information out of that, but it's fun. Great Halloween book. Not going to be able to put it down. Sarah Anderson, The Dalles, Oregon. I spent over 9 hours in a car this weekend. Perfect amount of time to listen to Killing the Witches in its entirety. As a high school history teacher, I can't thank you enough. Give me yet another book to share with my students. Excellent. I wish all teachers would do that, high school and civics teachers. Boy, Sarah, I really wish that, because those urchins would read that stuff. Just finished reading Killing the Witches, says Jerry Groen, Libertyville, Illinois. Great book. Worthy addition to Killing series. I've read all 13. Way to go, Jerry. You know how much smarter you are now? Okay, so Killing the Witches in its first 6 days out, as we mentioned, sold about 100,000 copies. We thank you all. It's on fire. I just hope we can keep up the momentum. Great book. Great book to give as gifts. No doubt about that. And then we've got all kinds of great stuff in the BillO'Reilly.com store, which I'm going to tell you about in a moment. So you want to get ahead on save money this fall on gift giving. That's paramount for you, because this stock market is real wobbly. Everything is wobbling now. Going to save. Okay. And word of the day, brand new word. Do not be Cory Bantic. That sounds like an actor's name, Cory Bantic. One word, CoryBantic. Do not be Cory Bantic when writing to me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. Name and town, if you wish to opine. Final thought about all the new members we have and the benefits we are going to give them in a moment. Okay, let's go to the final thought of the day. So we have had literally thousands of new premium and concierge members, a lot of it off the Carlson O'Reilly interview, which you can still see if you haven't seen it. We have a little box on BillO'Reilly.com. You just push it and there it appears. Now, the reason I did that interview was twofold, to promote Killing the Witches, get the word out there that it was a book that you might want to see. And also there's a lot of people who just don't live on the internet, okay? They just don't put it together. Older people, primarily older Americans. But this, the word of this was going to get out, and it has. Millions and millions of people have seen the interview. And I would draw attention back to what we do here, the No Spin News, BillO'Reilly.com. And then I told everybody in the interview, look, If you become a concierge member, which isn't expensive, it's not. It's a life insurance policy for you. Something goes wrong in your life, I'll tell you how to handle it. I'll give you how I would handle it. And you get direct access to me. So every letter we get is answered within 24 hours, pretty much. And I got a great guy on it, Nick Biardi, a really good producer. And he's like a magician, this guy. So anyway, we get a lot of heartbreaking mail, people in circumstances way beyond their control. We try to steer them into places that can help them. Okay, but in addition to that, concierge and premium members on Bill O'Reilly get massive discounts on all of our stuff. So now we're into October, and boy, we'll be at Christmas time. It's warp speed, you know it. And I just did the Smart Life about gouging, people gouging you. And that's not going to stop. You're going to be paying three, four times what things are worth, but not with us. Okay? So we, beginning next week, I'm going to lay out, we're going to have, for premium and concierge members, tremendous array of different gifts that you can give people that they're going to like. All right? It's not like a tie where I could go either way, or you send them over some eggnog and okay? These gifts, but we're keeping the price down. I mean, we got a special now on BillO'Reilly.com where you can get, I think it's Killing the Legends and Killing Crazy Horse, another killing book, and a T-shirt for an unbelievable amount of very low price. So what you do is you keep the books you want, or you give the books away, you keep the shirt or give it away, whatever it may be. And our stuff is good, by the way. And if you have any trouble with it, you know, you come to us and we'll make it right. So what we're in business to do, and I told this to Tucker Carlson, is I don't need any more money, all right? I don't have to do this. But I'm trying to use my power and my influence to help as many human beings as I can. All right, I'm trying to buy my way into heaven. Because you never know how that's going to go. All right? So I'm here to do as much good as I can. I think that's why I was put on the planet. And this is an excellent way to do it, because we have hundreds of thousands of people now who are coming on in, and we can help them if they need help. So that's what this is all about. It's a little confusing, but not so much. And you go into the website, we want you to enjoy BillO'Reilly.com. We have great, fun stuff. We have quizzes and all of that for you. But we also have serious stuff where, you know, if you're a concierge member and you get sick or you got a problem, we can't solve the problem for you. You don't have a magic wand to do that. But in every state, I can kind of steer you into people who can help. And in some places, we do directly intervene when we feel that somebody's really getting smoked. But we can't do that, you know, on a regular basis. But if I feel somebody's really getting hosed, you know, I'll go to bed. So anyway, we welcome all of the thousands of new BillO'Reilly.com premium and concierge members. You're going to enjoy the service. We've got lots and lots of things for you. And we hope that those of you who are members will take the time to check it out. And you're smart enough to know whether you need it or not, right? So thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News tonight. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.